Tensions are high in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo as rebels move into the regional capital of North Kivu province, the city of Goma. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Congolese soldiers commandeered cars, taxis and motorbikes in a retreat from advancing rebel fighters, joining tens of thousands of refugees struggling to stay ahead of the violence in the North Kivu province. The Tutsi rebels said they'd reached the outskirts of Goma and declared a unilateral ceasefire yesterday to prevent panic as the army retreats and residents flee. The Red Cross says they're very concerned about the safety of the people who are trapped between the warring parties and is reminding both sides that under international humanitarian law, all parties to the conflict must do everything possible to respect the lives and dignity of persons not or no longer directly taking part in hostilities. There is danger that the conflict may spread. Congo said Rwandan troops had crossed the border and attacked its soldiers, which Rwanda and the United Nations deny. Still, Congo has called on aid from Angola, its ally, in the 1998-2003 Congo War. That conflict, which involved six countries in the region, killed nearly 4 million people, the most deaths in any armed conflict since World War II. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.